Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting second, the center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting third, the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Terry Francona. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ed Lynch. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Randy Cutcher. Batting second, the second baseman, Robbie Thompson. Batting third, the left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Chris Brown. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mike Aldrete. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Uribe. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Lacoste. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Lacoste. And now, play ball. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacoste fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutcher hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robbie Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldrete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cutcher. Dunston reaches second base with a double. Francona moves to third. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to home to get Francona. Dunston moves to third. Lynch moves to second. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacoste fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lacoste is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacoste strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreland. The throw from Melvin to Thompson and they have Moreland trapped. The throw over to Aldrete, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Cutcher hits a line drive towards third. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robbie Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leonard. The throw from Davis and he is out, Dunston applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldrete scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Chris Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 0-for-1 in the game. Aldrete hits a line drive towards the mound. Lynch catches it and throws to third to double up Davis. The throw to first to get Brown, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Lopez steals second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey strikes out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg is walked intentionally. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cutcher. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Lopez scores. Sandberg goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacoste fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin strikes out. One out. Jose Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe takes first base on ball 4. Harry Spillman pinch hits for Mike Lacoste. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Uribe moves to second. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Cutcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. Uribe moves to third. Two outs. Robbie Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston misplays the ball. That's an error on Dunston. Uribe scores. Cutcher moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cutcher scores. Thompson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground that hits Leonard. Leonard is out and Davis is safe at first. There goes Leonard trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Robinson now pitching. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Chris Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 2 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cutcher. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moreland is walked intentionally. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sandberg moves to third. Moreland moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aldrete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Jose Uribe. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Quiñones pinch hits for Jeff Robinson. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Cutcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to second. Candy Maldonado pinch hits for Robbie Thompson. Lee Smith now pitching. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldonado strikes out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Candy Maldonado now playing right field. Chili Davis now playing center field. Joel Youngblood now playing second base. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Bosley steals second. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-4 in the game. Mumphrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear now playing third base. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Chris Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 0-for-3 in the game. Aldrete takes first base on ball 4. Mike Woodard pinch runs for Mike Aldrete. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Melvin strikes out. There goes Woodard. The throw from Davis to Dunston, and Woodard is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Woodard now playing second base. Joel Youngblood now playing first base. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Woodard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Moreland moves to second. Ron Say pinch hits for Lee Smith. Frank Williams now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say takes first base on ball 4. Moreland moves to third. Davis moves to second. Mark Davis now pitching. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball for a double play. Moreland tags and scores. It's 4-3. Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Fontenot now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-1 in the game. Quiñones strikes out. Two outs. Bob Brenly pinch hits for Mark Davis. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.